team, welcome to the Mosaic. This is the place where we piece together life and business, one intentional piece at a time to create something beautiful. So let me tell you something that I had to remind myself of this week. And that is, sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. So today's episode is really all about a test that I totally messed up. And I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you what it taught me about humility, about preparation, about letting go of perfection, and also understanding how to tackle tests like this so you can learn from my failure and do better if you ever come across a problem like this in front of you, right? Okay, so here's a little bit of a background story. So I have taken a test called PI test, and this is short for Predictive Index. Now, I was asked to take this test. Now, I have taken this test before, so I thought, you know what? I have already taken this test, so it was not a big deal. Well, it turns out there are two types of PI tests. So the one that I had taken was called PI Behavioral Assessment Test, and this test really measures how you naturally behave, like what drives you, and under certain like stressful situations, what are your behavioral tendencies? And this test, there's really no time limit. So what happens is you pick words that resonate with you and how you see yourself in certain situations. I don't know if you're familiar with DISC analysis. There are so many behavioral analysis tests that you can take nowadays. But it is very similar to that. So I've taken a DISC assessment test. I have taken a PI index behavioral analysis and behavioral test. And I thought that the test that I was taking was one of those. Well, turns out there is another part of PI test, and that is called the cognitive PI test. Now, this one is a whole different beast. I mean, this test involves math, logic questions, a little bit of special reasoning questions, and this test is timed. There are only 12 minutes to answer 50 questions. So when you think about it, it gives you about 14 seconds to answer a question. So it's really measuring your cognitive ability to understand how fast you can process information and come up with some answers and conclusions. So it is a big beast. But what happened for me was when I got the email, the first email I got, actually, I said, oh, I've taken this test. There's my test score number. And I gave them my behavioral test ID number. And then I received the email again asking me to retake the test. Me getting the email, I'm like, oh, okay, well, they want me to retake the test. I could do it. I've done this before. Easy peasy. So I opened the link. Didn't read any instructions. And I jumped in, started the test like a boss. And then next thing I know, I'm answering these like math questions and these logic questions. And I realized that I need some time to think through these questions. And still not realizing this is a timed test, I switched my computer screen, making sure that I clear my calendar a little bit so that I have time to take this test. So, and I came back to the computer that I was taking this test on after clearing my schedule, And I'm probably maybe around 7 minutes to 8 minutes into this test and trying to refocus, where was I, and so on. And I click to the next page, and then before I know it, it kicked me out. And that's when I realized, oh, I was getting timed on this test. Like, game over. This is like, I didn't finish this test. So first of all, I mean, I was shocked a little bit, and I was upset with myself, and I had a quick conversation with my husband and saying, I don't mind doing hard things, right? I don't mind taking tests. I have taken so many tests, and I'm the kind of person who does not fail tests. I'm really good at taking tests. Throughout my education, I've taken many tests. I've taken them well. I have that capacity. I know I can do this, and that it doesn't reflect my ability, my capability, right? So that's what I was really upset about. So, and I don't mind when there's an obstacle in my life, but if it is caused by me, that really frustrated me. That's what I was really upset about, right? So then I reached out and see if I could retake the test again. Well, thankfully, they gave me another chance to take the test. Now, this time, though, I knew that I had to do some things a little bit differently, right? So first of all, I need to understand what this test is about. And I explained that to you. Now you know, right? I realized, okay, there are 12 minutes. This is a 12-minute time test. They're asking 50 questions. Looks like there were 5 questions per page. So there are 10 pages that I had to go through. But I had to understand the test. So what I'm going to kind of walk you through how I prepared for the retake of this test, right? So if you ever need to take a test like this, it may not be a PI test, PI index cognitive test. There are so many other cognitive tests that you may be asked to take. Now, if you are, I highly recommend you following this strategy, okay? So first of all, you need to understand, okay, what kind of a test that you're taking? And that was really my first mistake. But now the second time around, I knew, okay, this is the test I'm taking. How many minutes? How many questions? What is the flow? In fact, the PI Institute has some practice tests on their site, which I have taken. So at that point, the step number one, doing the research, step number two was really consist of knowing the type of questions that are in the test that you're going to take, right? You know, practicing these sample tests ahead of time, sample questions are you know, great idea, right? You need to understand what type of questions they are going to ask me. And while you're doing that, right, you need to quickly understand, okay, what type of questions really could trip you up? What type of questions you are good at? What type of questions you are not good at, right? So really, and that kind of takes us to step number three, and that is creating your strategy, right? So once you understand the question types, and understanding which question types you're good at, what you really need to do is have a strategy in place and doubling down on your strengths. You don't have time or wasting time trying to become good at something that is a weakness for you, because these tests, you're either good at that type of question in a certain, quick time period, or you're not. So you have to come to terms with your weaknesses and have a game plan, a strategy to tackle the question types that you need to tackle first. So for me, for the PI assessment test, logic questions were a huge time suck. Like, I think what happened with me was my computer science brain kicked in, and I was thinking about, okay, this, if logic A is this, and logic B is this, is logic C true or false, right? That type of questions. And I was creating in my mind exceptions. Are there any exceptions? That was a huge time commitment. Now, if I had plenty of time, could I answer those questions? Absolutely, right? But for me, doing this in a time test, it was a no-no. My strategy was logic questions, I had to skip them. That I just didn't have time to answer them. So then there is spatial recognition questions. What I found out is that spatial recognition questions, if it is coming to me quickly, I was very quick at it. But if I am struggling, I had to move on. So that was my strategy with special questions, like image questions. So this image comes after this. So what comes after this image, right? So you have to kind of understand the theme by looking at an image. So I was either quick at it or not at all. So I wasn't going to try. If it comes to me quickly, I was going to answer. If it doesn't come to me quickly, I was going to move on. Now, math and word-based questions, I was very comfortable with, right? So that math questions to me is like black and white. I can find the answer. I can get close to the answer. Actually, one answer I completely guessed. I can get closer to the answer, so I could just quickly make a decision and move on. So those questions were I could handle. So knowing myself and having that strategy in place and going into the test, the last piece of it, okay, so with that in mind, I had to overcome one more thing, right? And that's a big step. While when you're getting ready to prepare a timed cognitive analytics test like this, that you have to come to terms with not being able to answer all the questions. So, and letting go of the desire to get it all right, because that was really the hardest part for me. Like, I cannot get 100% in this score, in this test. And I had to come to terms with it. That was now A+. And it was okay not to answer every question. So my goal, with the strategy in mind, with my strategy in place, my goal was, rather than answering all the questions, my perfection goal was coming to the last page of this cognitive analytics test. So if I was on page 10 and was able to get to it with my strengths, answering the questions that were right up my alley, that was perfection. So I had to redefine what perfection meant to me for this test. So that's really it. I mean, that is the strategy, okay? That is what you need to do if you come across a situation like this in your life. Now, real talk, right? I still don't like the fact that I bombed the first test. But it also reminded me of something that I tell you all the time. A setback is not the end. It's just data point. With data, you can use the data to help you grow, to help you reset, to help you rinse and repeat. Okay? So I think this kind of goes well into maybe the affirmations piece of this episode. I really want you to repeat after me. I want you to say these affirmations to yourself and really feel it, believe in it, and be it, like live it, okay? And it may not be a test for you, but it may be another failure or another experience that you didn't want happen in your life, right? So-called failures. There never are so-called failures. But okay, let's get to the affirmations. I learn from every experience, even my failures. I am capable, resourceful, and prepared. I trust my strategy, my strengths, and my growth. I do not let one moment define my worth. All right, this is all I got for you as far as affirmations go. So action steps, really, like if you were to like wrap this episode up, a quick summary. Don't assume, prepare smarter for the things that are coming up in your life. Like, know what is coming. Be prepared. Identify your strengths. Don't waste your energy trying to master your weaknesses in the moment. It's not necessary. Play to your strengths. Practice letting go. It's okay to skip. It's okay to move on. It's okay to adapt. Okay? But you have to let go of that perfectionism mindset. And then you need to reframe the failure. See it as a feedback. You're not behind. You're not ahead. Nothing is, you don't have to rush into something that is like going away from you. You are where you need to be right here, right now. And then, you know, just really, you can do anything, my friends. Even if you bomb a test, a meeting, a project, even if you feel like you're not ready, you're learning, you're building, you're rising, okay? This test didn't define me. Your setbacks don't define you. You are building something beautiful. We are creating our mosaic, one imperfect piece at a time, okay? I love you. Now, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Arzu Ghazni. I post these affirmations of my podcasts now on Instagram and Facebook and actually on YouTube too. Podcast reviews, and there are some behind-the-scenes stories there. I would love to see you on social media also. So until next time, let's create something extraordinary, shall we? Mwah! I'm out. Till next time. Bye.